Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Thursday afternoon. Coming up in a half an hour, Jim Carroll. He is the drug czar. He's also a Virginia guy. And we'll talk a little bit about how his team is being pulled in a couple of different directions. Look, they're still fighting the battle that we see across America. Folks who have become opioid dependent and folks who become abusers of that. But his folks are also tied into a lot of other networks and operations. And so they're being called upon by the White House for sure to help as we deal with this coronavirus, COVID-19, a lot of different terms being used for it. A little bit closer to home, I can't tell you how many emails and Facebook messages and phone messages I've gotten saying, all right, Jeff, look, I'm not a scientist. I'm not going to find a cure for this. But is there some way that I can help? And I've been scouring the interwebs trying to see what it is that we can do. And, I was CERT trained, Community Emergency Response Team, years ago in Henrico. Well, now I live in Hanover. I don't know if that transfers what I have to do. So I'm looking into that. And while I was trying to find out about different opportunities that many of us might be able to help with, I came across something called the Virginia Medical Reserve Corps. It's under the Virginia Department of Health. And I'm happy to say that Jennifer Friedland, who is the state volunteer coordinator for the Virginia Department of Health, is joining us. Jennifer, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jeff, for this opportunity.
Tell us a little bit about this Medical Reserve Corps for those of us who are not doctors or nurses. You don't want us, right?
Actually, we need everyone.
Oh.
Because, in a regular office that you walk in for medical care, there's both the healthcare providers and then there's all the support professionals that are there. And we're a whole team. And at the Virginia Medical Reserve Corps, our program is to mobilize both healthcare professionals and public health passionate individuals, community members, to support our efforts to respond to public health emergencies such as this pandemic, COVID-19.
All right. Well, we are obviously right in the middle of a major health situation. So somebody's hearing about this and they're now hearing from you. Okay, don't have to be a doctor, don't have to be a nurse, but there might be some other opportunities for them. Give us an idea of what those opportunities might be.
Currently we've had over 100 volunteers working today, and they have been supporting community call centers that are based out of the local health departments, answering questions from the public. We actually have some retired doctors and nurses and actively practicing healthcare professionals who have been returning calls from mm-hmm. other healthcare providers in the community. We have volunteers that are not medical but have been trained to assist in outbreak investigations, and they've been supporting our communicable disease response teams. And we had volunteers yesterday in the Richmond area supporting a point of testing site. And wow. So, yeah, they 80% of the point of testing site staffing were Medical Reserve Corps volunteers, and there was many of them that were not medical. So wow. It takes a big team.
Yeah.
It's going to take all of us. We all have a role, but we have many hands and willing, passionate volunteers about public health
right.
That are willing to step up and help the Commonwealth.
Wow, I love this. Jennifer Freeland is joining us. She's the State Volunteer Coordinator with the Virginia Department of Health, talking a little bit about this Virginia Medical Reserve Corps and the opportunities that are available. Now, I'm taking a look at the website right now, Jennifer. It says there are 27 MRC units across the Commonwealth. Is that right?
We merged a couple. So it's 22 right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
But we do have an MRC unit that covers the entire Commonwealth. You had mentioned earlier about the CERT program. So
yeah.
The CERT program is kind of like our cousin
okay.
Program. So the MRC program is in health, and the community emergency response teams are usually based in your emergency management
right.
Offices.
Right. Yeah. So, all right. So we've got folks that are looking for opportunities to help. Is there training? Is there an application process, an investigation process? How do they become part of this?
Yes, there is. All of those things. So we do have a website. It's www.vamrc.org,
mm-hmm.
and that does redirect to all of our state-associated websites. There is an application process. You can find it there. It has become a volunteer. And we do an orientation. I taught
mm-hmm.
one last night virtually.
Okay.
So online, that's possible. We do background investigations. We've streamlined the process because we have had over 800 volunteer applications since the end of February. So we're really excited that so many citizens in the Commonwealth are willing to volunteer, and we're quickly processing them and getting them onboarded so that they can support us in these response efforts.
Wow. I'd like to say that I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. We've got some pretty good folks in this state.
We do.
Yeah. Now, if you're, say, I don't know, you're listening to this afternoon, you're in the west end of Henrico, and you want to help, but frankly, you don't want somebody calling up and telling you, well, we need you in Newport News tomorrow. Is that a risk factor?
Oh, well, our volunteer is local first. So
okay.
Every MRC unit supports their local community. And almost all of our Medical Reserve Corps units in the state are fully mobilized to support things in their community.
Okay.
At this time, we won't be mobilizing volunteers to other localities because we're going to be busy where we are. It's
yeah.
not, you know, come, you know, a couple weeks from now, it's going to look vastly different. The map's going to look different. We're going to have more cases. We
right.
know that.
Right.
So it is going to be a community effort. And for other responses, we do mobilize volunteers around the state,
mm-hmm.
But not right now for
okay.
where we are. It depends upon need.
Right.
You know, if
okay.
we don't have the people to fill the need, then we might look to neighboring MRC units to help support.
Okay. All right. And again, the website, what's the best way for folks to check this out?
It's vamrc.org.
Okay, and best to go through the website. Is there a phone number, or we're just going to drive everybody to the web?
Yeah, please go to the website.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we will do that. vamrc.org, vamrc.org. Now, you mentioned that there's a process, the orientation, the training, the investigation. If somebody reaches out to you today, realistically, when is it that they should expect to be part of this?
I would say probably 7 business days.
Wow.
Okay. We've been onboarding pretty quickly, so
yeah.
we're ready.
Okay.
We have onboarded a lot of healthcare professionals very quickly. You might be of interest that in the eastern region,
mm-hmm.
we mobilized 46 mental health professionals, and
wow.
they provided free behavioral health services to the City of Virginia Beach employees after the shooting in May.
Wow.
So depending upon, you know, it's not just pandemics.
Sure.
Public health and healthcare, you know, reaches far-reaching for many types of responses. So I'm really proud of our team of coordinators and volunteers. And mm-hmm. you didn't ask me how many we have. So I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, go ahead. How many do you have, Jennifer? This has just occurred to me to ask this question.
7,800 deployable volunteers.
Wow.
That is definitely a force multiplier in the Commonwealth and specifically for public health.
Wow. That's a very, very impressive number. You ought to be very proud of that. So again, we're asking people to go, if they're interested, vamrc.org. Get the process started, and perhaps as quickly as 7 business days, you could be able to be part of the solution and part of this team that's helping other community members. Jennifer, I so appreciate you taking the time for us. We'll talk again soon, and just keep doing what you're doing. We're all very grateful for it.
Thank you. Everyone stay well.
Thank you. That is Jennifer Freeland. She is the State Volunteer Coordinator with the Virginia Department of Health. So if you are interested in this sort of process, VAMRC.org, VAMRC.org. And again, it's not just medical professionals. Those people that simply say, I'd like to help. I understand that we are dealing with this situation. Can I offer some support? This is a great way to do it. VAMRC.org. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.